Wendy, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for popping in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So how tough has it been the last couple of years?
Oh, frantic. No planning has been easy. And I've not only our own company, but other companies, you plan something, you set it up, you get people involved. And people don't seem to realise sometimes that a production can have hundreds of people in the background running the front end. And then something changes, you're not allowed to run your production. You're disappointing a lot of people in the training and the performance elements of the production, not only the audience as well.
Yeah. And I know we've been banging on about it in all forms of media as well, but obviously the mental health aspect too, because,
absolutely,
you know, performing arts play such an important role, being in the community, getting out into the community, people who love to act, all of that sort of stuff. It's very tough.
Oh, it is. And the participation in a community group, we all know how positive that can be for people's mental health. I've seen a lot of people just thrive when joining theatre groups, particularly younger people, teenage people, and there's a great company here in Bendigo that caters to that. But their mental health just goes up enormously. And that's what we love to see. We love to see people's participation and their connecting with other people that are like-minded. Because, you know, we all know that's what we love to do.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And do you find that, you know, during times like this where obviously it drops off and you're not able to, you know, put on productions, that when you come back that you struggle a bit to get some of the people back?
Absolutely. It's the momentum, you know, and it's that what they're finding with school kids as well, getting back into the routines and all of that sort of thing. People are a little bit nervous about getting back out there.
Yeah.
Not only that, audiences.
Yeah.
So one thing I really want to do today is encourage people to support their local groups, whatever it is, but particularly arts, because arts brings so many people to Bendigo from outside Bendigo. It just benefits Bendigo so much. So if we can get the art gallery, get the art shows, get the music, get the pubs, you know, whatever, let's go out and support it if you see something. So, yeah, that's partly why I'm here, is to say come and support your local groups.
Well, I said earlier to you, and I mentioned earlier on air, that went for lunch yesterday and sitting in, you know, just a bloke with a guitar, but it was so good to sit in the sunshine, have a drink, have something to eat and listen to someone playing music. It's good for the soul.
Yes, I think music and performing arts have probably suffered the most. I have friends even at the professional level and, you know, they've struggled. They've gone to other jobs and that's tragic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't want to be doing that. I always say to people, it's like the job I have here. You know, it could be worse. I could have a real job. So I'm happy doing what I'm doing. Hey, so what's coming up?
So we have a launch coming up where we're launching into 2022. We've got a really exciting year coming up. But today we would love to announce that one of our plays, the first play, we always start a year with a bit of a comedy, a bit of a bang.
Right.
We're doing a fabulous play coming up called Leading Ladies, and it's by an American author, Ken Ludwig, who does a lot of fabulous comedy farces. And we've got a 8-9 person cast. We're looking for people between the ages of 20 and 70. It's quite an age range.
Right.
Lots of good onstage experience, lots of fun. And that's coming up where our auditions are coming up November 20 and 21. So it's very close.
Right.
And we've got our launch happening on the 16th, where we're going to present that we're doing other productions and training as well.
Do you need a good-looking bald guy who can sing?
Look, if we did, you'd be the first person I'd come to, I promise.
I was going to say I don't know one, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
The zinger. So how do people go about it if they want to get involved?
We have a great website that lays it all out.
Yeah.
So www.sync.org.au.
Yeah.
And there's applications, expression of interest forms on there. It also lays out some of our requirements. So every company sort of has some of those. And it lays out the details of all the characters and what they can go for. We are an adult company. We do mainly cater for people interested from the adult community.
Yeah.
So we're not really looking for under 18-year-olds.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's fair enough as well. So what the process, you will go through an audition process, is that how it works?
Yeah. So people sign up, they come for an audition, we give them some script to read, they read that beforehand, not memorise, just read and familiarise. They turn up, they read, we test them out a bit, we get them to run some paces, we might get them to read against another actor, we throw them a couple of curly ones, we might get them to swap parts and something unexpected. We just have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We get to know people.
Terrific stuff. And when is the play expected to be released?
First week of April.
Okay.
So it's very close. That's why we're trying to, like, in theatre terms, that's quite close.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing to think that we're almost into the new year. But then after that, we're going to have a really film noir style murder mystery.
Ooh.
In September.
Okay.
Really, really good. And we're also opening up a whole training arm as well. So people can come and get basic acting training, directing training. That's all on the cards for next year.
Wendy, very exciting time.
Very
after
exciting.
A tough time. We wish you and Synchronicity all the very best. And thanks so much for coming in to chat to us today.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Wendy Collishaw, Director of Synchronicity. On the Wake Up Call, it's Gold, Central Victoria.